Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pushing back against comments by President Trump claiming that Ukraine started the war with Russia and that Ukrainian people have given Zelensky only a 4% approval rating. ABC's Patrick Grevel in Kyiv says those comments echo what the Russians have said for some time.
President Vladimir Putin has been attacking Zelensky's legitimacy, saying that he does not have the legitimacy to be the president here and suggesting he needs to be removed for any peace deal to take place. Now, clearly, Zelensky is facing those calls not only from Vladimir Putin, but it seems now also from the Trump administration.
Putin today would not say when he thinks face-to-face meetings with President Trump will begin. Top officials at the Social Security Administration and the Treasury Department resigning after Elon Musk's staff demanded access to sensitive information from millions of Americans. Thousands of federal government employees have been fired so far. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The races are set for April 1st. In the office for State Superintendent, Jill Underley will face off against GOP-backed challenger Brittany Kinzer. Here in Madison, voters narrowed the field of candidates for three common council districts. In District 9, current Alder Nikki Conklin and Joanne Pritchett will be on the ballot. In District 10, Lisa Veldrin will try to unseat Alder Yannette Figueroa-Cole. And in District 12, Alder Amani Latimer Burris faces challenger Julie Matthews. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled on a case involving mobile voting stations, but they didn't actually rule on mobile voting. This is kind of complicated, so hang with me. In the 2022 primary election, the Racine City Clerk's Office used a mobile voting van to allow people to cast their absentee ballots. They brought it to different areas of the city in different wards. The Racine County Republican Party filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They accused the clerk's office of trying to increase turnout in liberal areas. Eventually, the bipartisan commission ruled that there was no probable cause that a law was broken, because there's nothing in state law that bans a mobile voting site. From there, chair of the Racine County Republican Party, Ken Brown, sued, and the case made its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. His goal was to get the court to ban clerks from using mobile voting sites like this in the future. That brings us to yesterday. The court ruled that Brown couldn't prove how he was aggrieved, which is what's required under state law, and they dismissed the suit. The state's highest court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. Now, just to be clear, the Wisconsin Supreme Court did not actually take on the question of whether or not mobile voting sites should be allowed. According to the Associated Press, that one Racine van in 2022 is the only time a mobile voting site has been used in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers beat the Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin beat Illinois at the Kohl's Center, 95-74. There were no handshakes between the teams. Illini head coach Brad Underwood said nearly half of his players were fighting a flu bug. Greg Gard
just said, hey, you guys got to get healthy. You know, and obviously Johnson's out and whatever else is going on. He goes, we got the flu rolling through us. A bunch of our guys are in the locker room right now, discharging. So I said, if you're okay, we're not going to shake hands. Is that good with you? And he goes, yes, fine. I said, hey, we're cool. We're good. Good luck. Talk to you.
Marquette with a win at home over Seton Hall, 80-56. NBA, the Bucks back in action when they host the Clippers tomorrow night at 7:30. Milwaukee with a new look with players like Gary Trent Jr., Kyle Kuzma, and Kevin Porter Jr.
Nice mix out there, new guys. We were communicating. We were making the right plays. We were playing with energy, and we just had each other's back.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Still cold today, though, with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 10. Wind chills between 10 below and 20 below, especially in the morning. A few flurries possible tonight. A low near zero. Warmer on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, a high near 20. Right now, it's one above zero.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Elon Musk, I mean, the co-presidents keep throwing stuff out on Twitter and that they can never back up. I mean, ask Elon Musk, show me the 12 people that are 150 years old. He can't. Show me the 200 million that are still receiving checks. He can't. These 19-year-old nitwits from Doge that are violating the law and plucking people's, you know, personal identifying information, they don't know what they're looking at because, you know, the IT system that those dedicated employees have kept cranking out the checks, even during COVID, are very old, and they have an expertise.
Thank you, Martin O'Malley. By the way, did you see a picture of another one of those? He has what's the French hat that I'm thinking of?
Beret.
Yeah, he's got a beret and glasses. And
Ew.
They just emanate douchitude.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. All right, hey, look who's here. Why? Hola.
That's good coffee.
I take it back, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte. I'll have a
Kenya cappuccino.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, buen dia. I was a little bit in a sad mood. I just texted my friends who are park rangers. We're park rangers all over the country.
Yeah.
Yellowstone, Channel Islands, Bryce Canyon, Chiricahua, etc., and put their life into being stewards for the environment, for helping people in parks, law enforcement, saving people off cliffs, literally.
Yeah.
And to see what's happening is that he said it's a 5-alarm fire right now, and people are just not really.
Yeah. And Smokey Bear just got fired. Yeah. I know.
Who got fired?
Smokey Bear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only you can put up what? Oh, hell.
that's what someone redid the sign. No, it's only you now because we're all fired. Only you can stop wildfires. All on your own.
Yeah, exactly. Country democracy danger is past orange.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's sad. It's just, it's everything we said was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's what makes us feel better is to go back and blame because anger is the only thing we can deal with. But hopefully we can just go forward and keep fighting. That's all we do. We just go forward and keep fighting.
And it does get more terrifying by the day. I'm quite certain you do a better Judge Dredd impression than I am than I do. But he literally yesterday said, "I am the law," didn't he?
I am the law, Adrian. That's the wrong movie. Oh, whatever. I'm the law.
See, told you. I was waiting for him.
Oh, yeah. I'm the law.
And now it makes it even worse because he's a Trumper. Gah, Sylvester Stallone's a... Okay.
Oh, God. Well, yeah.
Sorry.
His face is a Trumper for sure. His face is Mar-a-Lago for sure.
It made me look like Mar-a-Lago. I want to go to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Your lips are going to stick like that. Stop doing that impression.
Now, I get hard work and being an individual and all that, but I don't get the disconnect between... hard work and making a self-made man and liking this guy.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's a sickness. It's a, as you say, machismo. Mm-hmm. It's all of that stuff. It's really sad.
That was the gayest way I've ever heard anyone say machismo, but okay. Listen.
Isn't that what you've been saying on the show, machismo?
Yes, you say machismo when it's machismo.
Oh.
Machismo.
You just even say Lalo that because you like cheese.
Said,
pardon? What? Okay, Chris, who said President Trump's determination to bend the American justice system to his will, combined with his broad tolerance for political corruption, his abhorrence of checks and balances on his power, slammed hard last week into the commitment to duty, honor, and the rule of law by shared by a group of federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York and D.C. Who said that?
Tom Swick.
No, that would be the New York Times editorial board in another edition of Now a Warning. What's going on with the Wall Street Journal, too? They keep writing. Oh, my God. Didn't they endorse Trump? And now they've written editorial after editorial about what a complete disaster this is. Okay. Chris.
Yeah, it's kind
of, sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Kind of like being a tour guide and just like, hey, tour guide at Yellowstone. Don't get next to that geyser. Don't get next to that geyser. The geyser Trump. I want to look at it. It's neat. Don't get next to it. Oh, he boiled to death. Tried to tell him.
I once did in an Alaska park, ask my girlfriend to take my picture with the bear. I was like, oh, look, there's a bear. I'm that person that really needs a ranger to go, don't, yeah, okay.
Don't open your eyes during the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, Trumpers.
Right.
What? Oh, it's so beautiful.
Wait till the bear gets closer.
Ooh.
Appealing to the better instincts of this new Trump administration with its open disdain for laws and morality has so far proven a losing proposition, and it would be naive to hope the public backlash for this abuse of power will give Mr. Trump and Attorney General Bondi real pause about such further abuses in the future. Who said that?
Witch Hazel.
No, stupid New York Times editorial board. Thanks for all your help during the election. Who said, but the efforts of prosecutors, civil service elected officials, and others to document and decry this injustice and to stand up and even resign in the face of this administration's transgression matters enormously. Who said that?
Sylvester the Cat.
No, the New York Times editorial board. That was a little Heroes of Democracy ending there. Yeah, I mean, by the way, Carlos, we've gotten to the point I was talking about. I can't keep track now. Which prosecutor resigned from where.
Yep.
But I was saying they're going to need evidence or crimes in this new Trump administration. And sure enough, that's why I'll think of it, why she resigned, because there's no crime. You have to hope that there's going to be enough, you know, prosecutors with some integrity that will go, like, I can't prosecute some. I mean, like Tom Homan threatening to investigate or prosecute AOC. You know,
Tom Hobag?
What?
Hobag, yeah. I mean, but that's why she's modeling courage by going, bring it on. I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, that's the extraordinary part. It's not just the, you know, letting Eric Adams go, you know, or people that do your bidding. It's the literally trying to prosecute people where there's no crime or evidence, right?
Yep, just to exert power. Just power for power's sake, like what Musk is doing, firing people just because.
Yeah.
You don't need to fire park rangers. They're 0.00000000 pie chart times 3 part of the federal budget.
Yeah.
You don't need to lay these people off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just cruel, and they're just pushing power. It's just gross.
I was using an example.
Sociopathic men who buy women.
After,
that's who
after,
they are.
I was, you know, citing a personal example after they were lecturing us about the fires and being our fault and all that. As you know, you're a homeowner. I pay, I don't know how much every year to do brush clearance. You have to do that. They, you know, they come and inspect and you have to. If you're right across, I'm right across from forest where there's all this dead stuff right across the street from all our houses. Well, they're all fired now. So good luck getting anyone to come clear that. And then they'll blame us the next time there's a wildfire. Right.
They're all fired.
Huge percentage of our land is federal. It's not, you know, so anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, they fired all the stewards, the people that would help with that sort of thing that they're talking about. But that also dismisses all of the climate change we've been talking about for years. Jimmy Carter in 76,
right.
You know,
right.
Al Gore.
Right.
I was just thinking the other day, just think how much better it would have been, not perfect, but to have Al Gore be president, Bush not be president, have Hillary Clinton be president.
I know. How many people would be alive?
Harris
how many people would be alive?
How much better and healthier this country would have been?
Yeah.
And that's not to say things would have been perfect.
Right.
Because that's the expectation of people on the extremes, right? So, that things need to be perfect.
Yeah, this is the silver lining stack. So Eric Adams has been ordered to appear today before a federal judge in Manhattan with DOJ officials to address the federal government's motion to dismiss his charges. The district judge there said the parties shall be prepared to address, among other things, the reason for the government's motion. I mean, some people still believe in a rule of law that, you know, because they didn't cite any, you know, that he's innocent for letting him go. They pretty much said the quid pro quo out loud, you know, so.
Yeah, he's pretty much a January 6th rioter at this point.
Right. Well, so I know. And he's like, I swear to God, they're all victims. And Mayor Adams said, people are dancing on my grave, predicting, though, he would rise from the dead like Lazarus. Please, with these God figures. I've got a mission to finish. I'm not going. Oh, really? Is there somebody you haven't taken a bribe from? I'm not going anywhere. So I don't know. Kathy Hochul, the governor, apparently had a meeting about the way forward. I mean, I think that she should remove him. But anyway.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the rising of the dead from Lazarus, because I was going to tweet today, if Jesus came back today, he'd be crucified by the Trump administration, if Buddy is any indication of that.
Yeah.
Trump, I don't like him. Get rid of him. He's got to go to jail.
Julie in Seattle writes, the amazing Kreskin me. Shit, Bella doesn't get that reference either. He's a guy who's okay. Trump will use Europe's refusal to sign onto any Ukraine quote-unquote peace deal he makes with Putin to pull us out of NATO. I mean, it does feel like that's what they're signaling, right? I mean, the fact that it is so extraordinary, even though we all saw this coming, Carlos, to just have him blaming Ukraine for the invasion of Ukraine is just extraordinary.
It's extraordinary. It's beyond, you know, I am disappointed that when Crimea was taken over, Obama kind of didn't do that much, you know. When Khashoggi's Biden fist bumped the prince. So, but at least there was some effort to make diplomacy and not blame it on Ukraine. We knew that the land was taken in Crimea, the ports or whatever. And, you know, we didn't really do that much because we didn't want a war.
So here's Marco Rubio, who's, I swear his soul must have left his body a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know,
he's just a desiccated husk now.
You know, he doesn't believe any of this, but ay, ay, ay. Marco Rubio
was to follow up on the phone call the president had a week ago and begin to establish those lines of communication. The work remains. Today is the first step of a long and difficult journey, but an important one. And President Trump is committed to bringing an end to this conflict, and as he said when he campaigned for president. And he wants it to be end in a way that's fair. He wants it to end in a way that's sustainable and enduring, not that leads to another conflict in 2 to 3 years.
And here is where he has to kiss dear leader's ring. Hold on.
For 3.5 years while this conflict has raged, or 3 years while it's raged, no one else has been able to bring something together like what we saw today, because Donald Trump is the only leader in the world that can.
Oh my God.
So no one's being sidelined here. But President Trump is in a position that he campaigned on to initiate a process that could bring about an end to this conflict.
Oh, my God. Everybody has to kiss. We are in full-on North Korea, right?
You know, Mama.
No one else could do. Yeah, no, right. Hand Ukraine to Putin, capitulate to everything Putin wants. It's like, no one else could have done that.
I can't imagine the amount of screen time her kids get when daddy's on the TV. No, go and take your iPads. Go.
Go watch anything else.
Don't look at the television. No. I'm imbuing her with a Latina accent for some reason. But
how do you say no one's being sidelined from these talks when the peace talks are about Ukraine and the only people there are Ukraine? Like, really?
They had a chance for 3 years, Stephanie. They were there for 3 years. They could have come to the table.
Oh, my God. They really are. He really is.
Please.
Ukraine was wearing a tight dress. And
bent over the pinball machine.
Yes. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. It just, even for us that knew this was coming from a mile away, to what a complete and total traitor he is. He told us he was a traitor a long time ago. I think I meant that was Malcolm Nance's first book, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
I am a traitor.
Okay.
She's so finding them real fast.
Good job. Good
wow,
day.
Bella.
La Bella Luna.
Anyway, you tweeted DEI, direct, eloquent, intense. Republicans are cowards, full stop. I mean, Marco Rubio Exhibit A, all the way down. We were talking about, you know, Jack Cassidy is the senator he voted for Bobby Kennedy. And he's a doctor. And now he's like saying his home state of Louisiana, you know, banning vaccinations is terrible. It's like, you just voted for the... yeah.
It's like it's like any other movie we saw about people. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It's a Wonderful Life. High Noon. Anybody with integrity, it's like they never existed. Or like we just didn't learn lessons from anything in life. It's like this Jesus dude that they talked about just did nothing. Yeah, Jesus, we built all these big buildings and people go and pray and la ba la ba la ba la ba la ba, but it means nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Can you do one more Judge Dredd before we...
Look at my face. It's now the Gulf of Stallone.
Okay, 19 minutes.
By the way, it's the Gulf of Central America.
Uh-huh.
It's the Gulf of Central America.
Thank you. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. That's the only way I have to, you know, say sorry to Bella for everything.
We need to relax.
Gummies. Yeah, thank you, Todd.
We need to chill.
Todd, have a gummy, dude.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, tomorrow is Pawdicure Day.
Uh-oh.
It's mobile grooming day for Bonnie and Clyde. You know what that means, CBD for dogs.
Uh-huh.
They get a little, you know, a little skittery, Carlos, a little, you know, nervous.
CBD.
There you go. Natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this is not the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium, dude. It's primo.
Primo.
CB Distillery. It is the stock
primo score.
It's the stock-up sale officially live. You save up to 40% on everything. You can score on everything.
Uh-huh.
On the primo stuff, right? Sleep, stress. You know, whatever, a relief stick is for my back when I overdo my muscles working out. Discover the healing benefits of CBD. Save up to 40% on everything. Go to cbdistillery.com. Enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is VIP, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Yeah, the whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you make qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyes
iSurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
iSurvey or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iSurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Hey, everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Stephanie Miller.
And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. Yeah, I don't know.
Louise in Pennsylvania, you're on with Carlos. Hey, Louise.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I listen to you all the time. I love you. But anyway, I wanted to say on that 36%, I told myself over and over, don't believe everything you hear.
Mm-hmm.
So the 36%, what about the people that they kicked off the rolls?
Right.
Did they count in the 36% of the people that didn't vote?
Yeah.
Because they didn't even get a chance to have their vote counted? I think Kamala won in way bigger amount than she did because they kicked people off the rolls in Georgia and in Pennsylvania and all over the place.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
well,
to get close to winning or win.
Yeah. I mean, thanks, Louise. I appreciate the call. Carlos, that's why, you know, we talked to Malcolm. We talked to Malcolm earlier. Can we hear you?
I could not hear the call, but...
Oh, no, just, you know, obviously more and more people are talking about whether there was effery in the 2024 election. We were talking specifically about the 67 bomb threats that were connected to Russia. And, you know, people, of course, are speculating that, you know, these Doge-type kids could have, you know, slipped in USB drives or whatever. I think a lot of people have questions. And I think the problem is they conditioned us for 4 years because we called them election deniers. And Chris is saying, like, that's could be part of Russia's psyops, you know. Bella was saying, you know, that, like, him coming right out and saying, oh, Elon knows those vote counting machines and we won Pennsylvania. You know,
that's
I don't know whether it's owning the libs or it's admitting to another crime in public because he can, because he got away with it. I don't know.
Yeah, to actually pre-accuse one side of doing something that you're actually going to do once you get power, or that you're going to do to get power. So I don't put it past them cheating, sending these bomb threats. You remember when they said it was Antifa who was at the White House? Now I'm thinking, well, maybe it was those people that were creating all these protests about the Middle East, because suddenly there is no protests at all.
Yeah, right. So where's the genocide? Where's the genocide, Don? Protesters.
Yeah, I don't like to peddle in conspiracies, but yeah, I think that's a great plan. It's like you accuse the other side of doing what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So that they won't speak up, because then you'll look just as crazy as they did.
Exactly. Right.
And plus, you know, he has he's cheated at everything his entire life. And Putin, as you're seeing right now, had everything to gain and everything to lose, right? I mean, so as did Elon Musk. And so you're kind of going, you know, you wouldn't put it past. You're like, you know, was Putin behind the bomb threats and then Musk's guys were behind USB drives? I don't know. But the problem, yeah, like Chris says, like, what do we do now?
You know, Navalny suddenly got an illness at 49. The other guy fell out of a window. Those guys who ran against Putin.
Well, so Malcolm said it, unless one of these Doge kids, you know, turns. Right, exactly. Bella, that's going to be your new job. I know they're disgusting, and you have a boyfriend, but I feel
we need to honeypot you.
We need to honeypot Bella out to one of the Doge bags. Uh-huh. Come on, do it for America.
No,
Bella.
I will do that for America.
Thank you.
Don't you want to see Mar-a-Lago? Mar-a-Lago.
You know.
Yeah, you
know,
get to see Mar-a-Lago.
To that,
look
I say,
Sly.
God bless the United States. That's what I say. Thank you, Bella.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers unveiled his budget proposal last night in a speech to the legislature. He got frequent cheers from Democrats and silence from the Republican majority. Evers called 2024 Year of the Worker, and he says 2025 is Year of the Kid. He says his proposals benefit working families and would lower the costs of childcare and medication and include investments in public education. At the same time, he said his ideas would provide nearly $2 billion in relief to taxpayers, including a proposal to eliminate income taxes on tips and forestall increases in local property taxes.
Wisconsinites need a leg up to be able to finally get ahead on utility bills, on child care costs, on groceries, medication, and doctor visits, and everything in between. And we've got a plan to do just that. Here's how we get it done. Let's save Wisconsinites money.
He's proposing increasing funds for the UW system, expanding Badger Care, thwarting price gouging on prescription drugs, supporting efforts to reduce PFAS and lead contamination, and bolster infrastructure plans. But now that his proposal is finished, next it goes to the Republican majority in the legislature. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after Evers' address.
Most of the stuff that's in the budget, the 20% spending increase, the $1 billion in taxes, all of the wasteful new programs that are being created and regulations on the private sector, the increases on business, the increases in income taxes, all of those things, dead on arrival.
Wisconsin currently has more than $4 billion in surplus at the state capitol. Now Republicans get their turn with the budget. When they pass one, it'll go back to the governor's office. In the past few years, Evers hasn't just signed the legislation that came to his desk. He's utilized Wisconsin's unique line item veto. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Still stuck in the cold today with high temperatures tapping 10 degrees and wind chills feeling near zero. With increasing clouds this afternoon, we could see a few flurries flying late tonight. Otherwise, tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, with highs reaching the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 1 degree.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
I think that the AP should look at whether or not they should sue the administration. I think the AP needs to, you know, look at other options in terms of what can be done. And I think the rest of the press corps needs to start giving some serious consideration to whether or not it's worth, you know, sending everybody into the Oval Office, sending everybody on Air Force One, sending everybody into the briefing room.
Thank you, Jim Acosta, who is, of course, a hero of democracy, urging others, members of the press, to be...
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present...
Thank you,
Heroes
Jim.
Of Democracy!
We salute you. And now Bella, who is going to be our honeypot to get one of the Doge boys to talk
yes.
about election hacking. And Grateful Nation thanks you, Bella.
Oh, I'm happy to
You're going to see the inside of Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. My
is Sylvester Stallone the official greeter?
Hey, you know, I could be Bella, and then I could say, hey, I could be Marlon Brando in a streetcar named Desire, but instead of saying Stella, I could get on my knees and say, Bella! What do you think of that?
I have a question.
Going to the bathroom, look at some secret documents?
Are you the law? That's my question.
I'm the law.
Okay. Wow, it's time for a You Were Warned already.
All right.
We already mentioned, Senator Bill Cassidy, who I mentioned to you, Carlos, was the is the doctor who voted for Bobby Brainworm. Yeah. He not only, was lamenting his home state of Louisiana banning vaccinations, but he linked to a Fox News report about the measles outbreak. So he's now lamenting there the measles outbreak in Texas. And you wouldn't think you would need to be warned, but you would think having a medical degree might, because you'll be surprised at this, Carlos, in the Texas where the number of cases has doubled in less than a week, in every case the patient was unvaccinated or their vaccination status was unknown. Wait, I know they were unvaccinated. I'm just going to go on a limb and say.
Is it up to, as of 2018, is it up to 58 people now?
Yeah. Yes. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Speaking of I am the law, this is a good
I'm
God.
I'm the law.
Thank you. We've covered that. Yes, Musk said yesterday, being a democracy requires obeying Donald Trump. Isn't that the opposite?
That's the opposite of democracy. Yeah.
Okay.
It's opposite day.
Okay. Yeah, here he is. Okay.
What all we're really trying to do here is restore the will of the people through the president. And what we're finding is that there's an unelected bureaucracy. Speaking of unelected, there's a vast federal bureaucracy that is implacably opposed to the president and the cabinet.
No, okay. But they are appointed by the people that are elected.
Right. That's the unelected guy telling us what. Okay. Hang on.
The president will make these executive orders, which are very sensible and good for the country. But then they get implemented, you know. If you take, for example, all the funding for the migrant hotels, the president issued an executive order. Hey, we need to stop taking taxpayer money and paying for luxury hotels for illegal immigrants.
Okay.
Which
true.
Makes no sense. Like, obviously, people do not want their tax dollars going to fund high-end hotels for illegals. And yet they were still doing that, as late as last week.
Are they?
And so, you know, we went in there and we're like, hey, this is the violation of the presidential executive order. It needs to stop.
Point of order.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's already been debunked. This is the point, the problem with mainstream media. He keeps saying the same lies, and then they just go, oh, we found more waste. Condoms for, you know, Hamas, high-end luxury hotel. They're lies, Carlos.
Maybe they can stay at the SpaceX hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe Mars is never going to happen. And as Neil deGrasse Tyson said, if you're going to spend money to terraform Mars, you could terraform Earth, you dolt.
I heard that Mars needs women.
It does.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope Elon gets stuck up there. Oh, who said that?
Because men are from Venus and women are not on Mars.
Yeah.
You know, Stephen Miller seems nice. Can we all agree on that?
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with baby Goebbels? Okay.
Again, and
this is him with Breonna Keeler on CNN.
Right.
Why are you not celebrating these cuts? If you agree there is waste, if you agree there is abuse, if you agree there is corruption, why are you not celebrating the cuts, the reforms that are being instituted? Every day that no action is taken, the entire
Stephen,
salaries
down.
Of American workers that are taxed disappear forever.
Stephen, let's calm down.
Wow, God, he sounded Nazi. Why are you not celebrating the cups? Yes. Why are you not celebrating?
It was better in the original German.
Right.
Yeah. God. Oh, my God. Why? We keep saying that. They won. Or if you're,
they stole
whatever.
It.
But they, right? They're
They'll
in.
Never have Why to vote they? Again. Don't worry about Pennsylvania. I know a guy who's really good with computers. He's not, but he's got these 19-year-old kids that are good with computers.
Matt in Chicago. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I hate to add to the delightful doom and gloom, but I just wanted to point out a lot of this stuff that's happening, especially with immigration, it's not like before where we can get somebody else in the White House and move things back to the way we were. These people who have been deported, these workers, these family members, they're gone. Like, this is not something that we can fix. A lot of the stuff he's doing is permanent, at least for our lifetime. So something's got to be done, and I think Bella is the one that can get it done.
Yes.
Go to Mar-a-Lago, Bella.
Yes, I do, too. Suddenly we've all attached all of our hopes and dreams to Bella.
Hey, I'll do it.
Hey, Bella, you're not Doge bait, are you?
Bella, Doge bait.
I'll do it.
That's what we're using her for.
Do it.
I'll just find his Reddit account.
There you go.
Him on there. Wow. You're so...
You're the most handsome Reddit moderator ever.
You're so smart.
You know, I could have really beaten Apollo Creed if I tried, okay?
Wow. Okay. Don't make me do my Dolph Lundgren, because I will.
Will
if he,
you?
If he dies, he dies. Okay.
Was that Dolph Lundgren?
I think so. Was it close enough? Isn't that right? He was talking about Apollo Creed. Okay, listen, let's just move on. Carlos, all the grift is out in the open now. It's just, they're not even pretending. It's just, again, thank you, Wall Street Journal. Now a warning. Both your journalism and your editorials about Donald Trump. Wall Street Journal reporting, Trump charged millions of dollars for a single 15-minute meeting and has privately boasted of making $500 million from deep-pocketed executives looking to gain his favor, according to the Wall Street Journal. Executives from the pharmaceutical, healthcare, insurance, and technology sectors were among those tripping over themselves to bend the knee at Mar-a-Lago after Trump's election victory. I mean, he's not even trying to hide it. He's in the Oval Office making deals with Saudi Arabia. You know, I mean, it's... This is what happens when you are the law, right, Judge?
I'm the law.
All right. Okay. So Marco Rubio, who his soul has left his body and joined his spine somewhere else.
He's just a desiccated husk at this point.
Yes. He's just, by the way, I was like, I was reading the story. I couldn't see which one was him and which one was the Kremlin spokesperson, Peskov. Kremlin spokesperson said the main thing for Russia is to achieve its goals in Ukraine, preferably through peaceful means. you see how that works.
War, after we have electrocuted peace. And decimated your neighborhoods and held you captive and tortured you, we want to be peaceful.
Adding that Moscow seeks a peaceful resolution to the conflict, unlike Europe and the previous U.S. administration.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it was Biden's fault and Zelensky's fault that Russia attacked Ukraine in an unprovoked... Okay. Trump said that Putin wants to stop the fighting. Well, then you know how he could do that is just stop the fighting.
Stop the fighting.
He could just, get them out is what he could. Yeah. Okay. Claiming the Russian leader has no intention of seizing all of Ukraine. Is that what he told you?
Yeah, what he told you.
Okay. I love this. Critics see the talks as nothing short of a preemptive surrender. That's because it is a preemptive surrender, and he has already agreed to everything. Everything Trump says is a Russian talking point, right?
Yeah, they don't even have to, as you say, they don't even have to hide it anymore. They can just be right with CCPs on their head. Make America CCP again. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what did he say about Zelensky's has like a 4% approval rating. That's completely not true. Zelensky's approval rating is higher than Trump's. It's up in the 50s, but he's like, here's the 4%. They don't really like him. They haven't had elections. Those are Russian talking points that Zelensky's illegitimate.
They had elections because they've been in the middle of a war.
Right. Right. Did you get
And somebody said, well, Roosevelt had elections or was it Tucker Carlson? It's like, because we weren't the ones being invaded.
Yeah. You went into your Seinfeld register there, as you.
I did. Who are all these people?
Annie in North Carolina, you are on with Carlos. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, or good morning.
Hi.
Anyway, I'm calling about Bill Cassidy. He actually could have saved us from RFK Jr. because it was the opening hearings. I've forgotten the word because I'm old.
Right.
And he was the pivotal vote in that first set of hearings. If he would have voted no, RFK would have been gone.
Yeah.
But he was too afraid because see, he has an election coming up in 2026.
No, Annie,
and like Carlos always says, who's married to these people?
Yeah.
This guy is a doctor and he's married?
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
says this stuff?
Yeah.
It's
no.
unbelievable.
Joni Ernst, combat veteran who was sexually assaulted.
Same thing. Exactly.
Votes for, you know,
exactly.
Drunky McRapey. Yeah. I mean, this is everything you need to know about the Republican Party. They just, right? Even when they are personally, you know, again, either, you know, have the expertise as a doctor or Pete Hegseth, what's his name?
Hegseth.
And his angry inch is like all his penis. Is. I mean, he's on record. He said it many times that women shouldn't be in combat, right?
And face to face to Tammy Duckworth, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just sad. With the decline of the Republican Party with Marco Rubio's kids out in their swimming pool playing Marco's spine! Marco's spine!
That was good.
And they play with Bobby Kennedy's kids, and they go, Marco, polio. Okay, see, that's a thing
that was... That was actually really good.
You like that.
That was actually really good.
I didn't laugh. You didn't laugh.
That was good. I like that one.
Thank you.
Point Miller.
Yes, Point Miller.
Point Miller.
Okay. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path, my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy, my pal. I love my Native Path collagen.
Yeah.
I used to take all different stuff. This is good for your hair, your nails, your gut, your digestion, your bones, your skin, all that stuff. You take all these, you just do your Native Path collagen. It's flavorless. You throw it right in your coffee, your smoothie, your soup, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily. Mixes perfectly. No clumping.
Nope.
I do my collagen PM in the evening and my tea. It has honey chamomile.
Oh.
It helps me be nice and sweet.
Sleepy time.
Sleepy time. Okay. It's type 1 in 3 collagen fibers is what's in there.
Yeah.
The two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, in your cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, gut, you name it. I love it. I'm also taking the hydrate stuff, the little packets. I put it in my water on my bike bottle.
Well, then.
Fantastic. Go now to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Not bad. Like Frisbee golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The John and Gordy Show.
Go back to an earlier era before the right dominated the national storytelling. You go back to somebody like Frank Capra. He was masterful at telling that story about the little guy. That heroic figure who had nothing but worked hard, looked out for other people, cared about family, and made a better life. And that kind of storytelling has vanished.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
It's only Wednesday. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Yeah, state of the world. It's not you.
No.
It's not you, boo. It's the world. I'm telling you. If you feel like, you know, everything's going in the wrong direction, there's nothing you can do, you can make a difference. You can stand with the companies that stand with your values, like Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. I mean, come on, that's where your dollars are going. They need us more than ever now. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network. You get competitive deals, great deals on new phones. Easy peasy. You got to bring your current phone, your current number, and you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. All right, Bella and I are mostly talking about White Lotus.
That's mostly distracting.
Yes.
Oh, do the girl saying, I love your teeth. Go ahead. Say, I love your teeth.
I love your teeth.
Oh, now your microphone's not working.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, go ahead.
I love your teeth.
Oh, thank you. And then she says, are you from England? Yes, I am. Okay, I just love
that. Sure, I would like be on record of that saying, I have never seen White Lotus, but I loved, and I don't know how many people watched, with Laura Dern, Enlightened on HBO, written by Mike White.
That's right.
Oh, Carlos.
It's a fantastic series.
You got to get on White Lotus. You got to get on it.
Yeah.
You guys watch Enlightened, I will watch White Lotus.
All right. We all need distractions these days. Okay, let's get through the, we have just so little time, much effort. This was the hero of democracy I was talking about earlier. Her name is Denise Chung. The head of the criminal division in the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. resigned after declining to comply with the Trump administration demand to freeze the assets of a multi-billion-dollar Biden administration environmental grant initiative. Again, because it's not legal.
Right.
Yep.
these are not liberal prosecutors in many cases resigning, Carlos. They're people that believe in the rule of law, and you have to have grounds to, you know, whether it's indict people or freeze assets or whatever. So good for her. Hooray.
Yeah, once again, five-alarm fire, the end of the democracy, yeah, as we predicted.
Yeah.
Project 2025.
Trump orders firing of all Biden-era U.S. Attorneys. Here he is. He's like, we have to, America's golden age must have a third justice system that begins today. I mean, just get used to it, Carlos. Up is going to be down. Black's going to be white for 4 years, yeah, right? It's
Yeah, 4 years or maybe 2 years. Hopefully a new Congress comes in and tries to block it. But he's circumventing Congress. So.
Yeah. Yeah. FDA fires staff reviewing Musk's Neuralink company. How many times can we say it?
Yep.
He is not finding fraud or abuse. He is helping himself.
Yep.
He is shutting down
chips in people. Any,
right. So it's his. They're reviewing Elon Musk's brain implant company, Neuralink. They were fired over the. So anyone that was investigating him, that's his main goal, right? And then the rest of it is lies. Steve Bannon is the one that just said he's found zero fraud or abuse. He's lying. I mean, this is Steve Bannon.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
The enemy of our enemy is our friend.
Yeah.
This is in the bending the knee stack. Meta acts as Facebook ad critical of Musk and Doge. This is right, just preemptively bending the knee again, Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Oh, my God.
The ad linked to an online petition, which has received roughly 95,000 signatures, calling for a massive public outcry, demanding U.S. lawmakers take action against Musk and Doge before more damage is done, talking about them seizing Americans' private information.
Yeah.
Again, so, you know, Facebook shuts down anything that's critical, right?
And again, anybody that's married to people, Rubio, Zuckerberg, or a Musk, just take a Jeff Bezos' ex-wife seminar.
Yeah.
Here's how you do it.
Jim Jones, is that really his name? Jim Jones is really the director of the Food
Jim
and
Jones.
Drug Administration.
Not that Jim Jones.
He came back.
He resigned, citing what he called indiscriminate layoffs that would make it fruitless for him to continue. He estimated all the people that were fired, many of them freshly hired to do in-depth work on chemical safety to protect the nation's food supply.
That seems important.
Yeah, right? He said, I was looking forward to pursue the department's agenda of improving the... It's weird that Jim Jones is the one not drinking the Kool-Aid, if I could say that for a moment.
It's a new Jim Jones. As you said, up is down.
So improving the health of Americans by reducing diet-related chronic disease and risks from chemicals in food, but the Trump administration's disdain for the very people who would do that work gave him no choice but to depart. Just on and on. Kennedy Center, Axe's D.C. Gay Men's Chorus Concert. They were set to perform at the World Pride, Washington, D.C.
And then the JFK Library shut down in Boston. Boston, which will be the site of USA versus Canada now because the GM of the Bruins is supporting Trump and saying, he did all this for the tournament, now I got to root for Canada.
Yeah. In other gay news, Chasten Buttigieg. It's true. It is such a... Yeah. Thank you.
Right-wing hypocrites!
He called out Fox News for failing to treat Trump's Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, the same way he treated Pete Buttigieg for bringing his family on an official trip. I don't know if you saw... Duffy going here. We're getting on Air Force One with POTUS for how many? Speaking of waste, how much money was that? The taxpayer money. So he's there with his kids going on, you know, Air Force One to Daytona.
For
him to do his flyby and drive around or whatever. Chasten reposted the video of Duffy the next day and wrote, I remember when Fox News absolutely melted down when a certain secretary took his family member on a presidential delegation. And this was the transcript from that back then. Brett Baer said to Pete Buttigieg, you also brought your husband Chasten on a military aircraft to attend a sporting event in Netherlands. Was that reimbursed? And Pete Buttigieg at the time said, of course not. I led a presidential delegation to support American wounded warriors and injured service members. It's the Invictus Games.
Right.
And he said, the diplomatic protocol on a presidential delegation is that the principal is often accompanied by their spouse. I mean, it's they don't even care about the hypocrisy at this point.
We don't deserve the intelligent people like Pete Buttigieg anymore. We just don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Let him go. Let all the intelligent people go.
This is one last one. Trump's effort to dismantle USAID could hurt a surprising group of American farmers. We've mentioned this over and over. Over 40% of the food distributed by USAID is purchased from farmers in the United States, about $2 billion a year. So Don Bacon, who's a Republican, said President Trump and his team need to turn this stuff back on.
Oh, boy.
So anything that hurts them or their constituents are the only thing that they care about, right? And they're going to...
I think it was a dad in Mission Viejo was in a protest march because one of his daughters was a park ranger. And it's like, not until it affects you directly.
Exactly.
And this large fishing net of firing and taking over is just going to hurt the wrong people. So I think his own people are going to take him down.
Follow Carlos everywhere on the socials and go see him. He's got travel dates in 2025 at the Nerd Things.
Reading, California at the 1st of March.
At Reading.
One and two.
Yeah. All right. Love you, Carlos.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's Chairman Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals' need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After widespread flooding in parts of Kentucky, the state is now cleaning up from snow and ice, and says Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
If the snow wasn't tough enough, it's cold right now. It's going to get dangerously cold tonight and into tomorrow.
14 people were killed in Kentucky during the flooding, that same polar vortex bringing Arctic temperatures to parts of the upper Midwest and Great Plains. A key discovery for investigators looking into the Toronto plane flipping this week.
The black boxes have now been recovered. That's going to give investigators some key information there. But without a doubt, the fact that you can actually talk to these pilots because they also survived, that's going to be key as well, because they'll be able to tell investigators what they felt inside that plane.
ABC's Gio Benitez in Toronto. President Trump calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator on social media and saying Ukraine is to blame for the Russian invasion. Zelensky says Trump is living in a Russian disinformation space. This is ABC News.